time?
Sunday.
What day?
Sunday.
It's time to play the game.
Get ready for a game day edition of CBJ and 30.
Game on!
Yeah, game on!
Hear from the players and coaches as the Blue Jackets get set to hit the ice. Join the discussion on Twitter by using the hashtag CBJ and 30. Here's your host, Bob McGilligan.
This regular season was the best one the Columbus Blue Jackets have ever put together in the history of the franchise. 50 wins and 108 points. However, once they clinched a playoff spot with 11 games remaining in the regular season, the offense started to sputter, and then the team games started to come apart. The Blue Jackets had lost six straight games going into their regular season finale before they were able to come from behind and pull out a 3-2 win in Toronto. The influx of youth this year was a real shot in the arm. Take, for example, Josh Anderson, who in his first full NHL regular season put up 17 goals and is hoping to do more in the playoffs.
Anderson in with a shot, and he scores! Josh Anderson, I'll tuck in your T-shirt.
I think we're ready for the test. We're really excited to get it going, and we're looking forward to it.
And speaking of scoring goals, no Blue Jacket did it better this year than Cam Atkinson.
This is when the fun all starts, and we had a great regular season.
Calvert left wing side to the slot. Here's Atkinson with a shot, and he scores! Oh, yes, he can! Cam Atkinson, his 35th goal of the year.
We should be feeling good about it ourselves, and obviously we deserve to be where we are right now.
Where they are is in Pittsburgh, getting set to open the playoffs against the defending Stanley Cup champions. Game one gets underway tonight. Yes, this is it. Here we are. Game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Blue Jackets in Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins this evening. I'm Bob McElligott, and welcome to a game day edition, a playoff game day edition of CBJ and 30. I'm telling you, the excitement is in the air. That is no lie. Being over at PPG Paints Arena today, the electricity was in the air in both dressing rooms. Talking to players on both sides, they are ready for this series. In both regards, they haven't been able to wait for the playoffs to begin. We know that's true from the Blue Jackets' standpoint. The Penguins are exactly the same way, especially because they are defending the Stanley Cup. Last year, they won it. They came into the playoffs not knowing where it might take them, and it took them on the ultimate journey, and they hoisted the cup when it was all said and done. Who will do that this year? Will they be able to repeat, the first team to repeat in almost forever, or will the Blue Jackets knocked them off in the first round and derail their championship defense? That, of course, is what I hope happens, but we shall wait and see. That's why they play the games, is the way the phrase goes. You play the games to find out who is the best, and the Blue Jackets are hoping to be the best for one day at a time. That's the way they've gone through the whole season, one day at a time. They would like to be the best team tonight and win the game, get the result that the best team is supposed to get. I have a huge show for you today. You're going to hear from plenty of players. In fact, plan on that in the playoffs. You are going to hear more from the players than you hear from me. I know you enjoy hearing from me. I know you love my take on everything. I know you'd like to hear more of me. But the fact of the matter is, it's about the players. And the players, there's a little sarcasm there, okay? Before you think that I'm totally full of myself, there's some sarcasm in there, all right? So don't get too bent out of shape. But the Blue Jackets, they're ready to go. So you're going to hear a lot from them. You're going to hear from the Penguins as well. I had a chance to catch up with a couple of their players that are, well, one's a role player. The other one's becoming a big role player for Pittsburgh. So it's all coming up. I will have you ready for tonight's game by the time you are done listening to this show. And it all starts, as usual on a game day, with my one-on-one exclusive conversation with Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella.
Torts, in the last game of the regular season, you put Boone Jenner, Brandon Dubinsky, and Cam Atkinson back together. Will you stay with that? And if you do, how important could that line be to the success of this series?
Yeah, I think we'll start the series with that line. Try Jens in the middle.
I thought he did a really good job in the middle. I thought he was really good down low. But you got to remember what Jens is. He's a dog on a bone after a puck. With him playing, as we found, with him playing so low in the defensive zone and doing his work there as a center iceman, very rarely did he get a chance to forecheck and get after pucks. And I think that affected his game a little bit offensively. So he'll go on the wing, and we'll start with that line and see where we go with it.
You benched Cam Atkinson for about 13 minutes in the Philly game. He responded with a big goal, his 35th of the year on Sunday in Toronto. Let's take away the goal. Just overall, the way he played, were you happy with his bounce back after you sent the message?
You know, it was one of the most curious benchings I've had in my head, because I wasn't benching. He was playing poorly. To me, it wasn't a benching. To me, it was a saving, because I thought he was digging himself more and more of a hole each shift that he played. I said, I can't let him go any further, so I'm not going to let him play. We looked at video. We talked. I thought it was one of the most encouraging things that happened in that Toronto game was the way he played, because you get nervous. He's our top guy. He does things on both sides of the puck, and he knows how much I depend on him. So hopefully, and I believe he's going to be ready to play. Different stage, different intensity. He knows how much he means to us here, so he'll be ready to go.
We might as well try this a third time, because we talked about Brandon Saad not playing well. He had two goals. Talked about Atkinson. You said the other day we can talk about him all day long. He bounces back. Who do you need to get going today? Who do you want to talk about today?
No, you know what? I just think I'm really anxious to see how some guys react, and we're ready to play. You know, I'm kind of glad. You look as a coach, we played a lot of hockey at the end of the year, and then bang, we're playing in the playoffs. I was hoping we'd have another day or two, but, you know, quite honestly, I don't think the players can handle it. I just think they want to play, and we'll be ready to go.
Zach Werenski is ready to go. He's going to play. How much does that mean for your team just to get him in there, number one? And number two, do you expect him to be tentative at all just because he hasn't been hit yet?
Yeah, well, he's going to get banged around. I think that's important. It happens early here. I'm not sure how he's going to react. I don't think there's going to be a problem. That's 23, 24, 25 minutes that we missed terribly as he was out. Power play guy. He's ready to go. And can't predict what's going to happen. I think there's a lot of guys on each team that are banged up there, and coaches are saying the same thing about a number of their players. Let's go play.
Speaking of their players, how much is a forecheck going to factor into this series? How important is it to establish it tonight, establish it early, and send the message that you're going to be very tough to beat with that?
Yeah, that's a big part of our identity, is making the right decisions in the neutral zone and thrashing around, making them play, especially in a series. I think it's a game of attrition when you get into a seven-game series. That's a huge, huge part of if we're going to have an opportunity to beat this team, is how much time we spend in their end zone.
You told me a couple of weeks ago you're going to let your guys have fun. You want them to have fun in the playoffs. What about you and your coaches? Are you guys going to have fun?
Yeah, we are. I think the hard stuff is over. When you're dealing with 23 different personalities and you're trying to get them up for each game, each practice, and you have some conflict here, conflict there, trying to get them to play together as a team, that happens during the regular season. We're together now, as I told you before. We're with them now. We're part of them. We're going to try to do everything we can to help them to win. But this is about the players, and I'm really anxious. We're going to have fun, but my anticipation is out of the world right now, because I want to see how we react in some situations here. It's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, it's visible. This is most excited I've seen you all year.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how the series goes here, too.
I hope you're just as excited tomorrow as you are today. Torch, thank you very much, and good luck tonight.
All right, Bobby, thank you.
He is somewhat laid back today. There were even some baited questions in his media availability today. He expertly dodged those questions. He didn't buy into what they were trying to sell, as they tried to get him into saying something that could possibly be controversial. He just blew it off. Not a big deal. He's just ready to go to work. He wants to see his team play. You got that from him. He can't wait to see his team play. You know, all year he said, I really don't know what we are. He doesn't know what they are right now. He's going to find out starting tonight, because he knows what his team is and what the makeup is. But do they have what it takes to not only perform but to succeed in what is the toughest postseason in pro sports, in my opinion? Can they do it? Will they do it? That's what he's going to find out tonight. There's one guy in the Blue Jackets dressing room that this game has got to be – extra special for, and that's Brandon Saad. He grew up here in Pittsburgh. He's playing in his hometown. He's playing against the team that he spent the early part of his life cheering for, and now he's got to try to knock them off. His job is, along with his teammates, to knock them out of the playoffs. I had a chance to catch up with Brandon and talk to him about that earlier today.
You spent your life growing up in this city, watching the Penguins play hockey, play playoff hockey, and now here you are in this building to play playoff hockey against the Penguins. How weird is that for you?
Yeah, it's a unique experience. You know, I know growing up, like you said, a fan, playing on the West, it's something we didn't get back here too often, but being in the East and the way it's set up, it was bound to happen, and it's going to be an exciting night for sure.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. In Chicago, you didn't get a chance. You would have had to get to the Stanley Cup Final and have them get there. So is this kind of somewhat a day that you've been looking forward to, especially in the last couple of weeks when it looked like you were going to get these guys in the first round anyway?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just excited to be back in playoffs, and then, like I said, to be home and be with family and friends, things like that. It's definitely an exciting experience for me, and I'm just going to enjoy the moment.
All right, let me ask you about family, because somebody asked me yesterday, you're going to talk to your family? And I said, well, they're Penguins fans. They don't care if I continue to work or not. So, no, I'm not going to talk to them until the summertime. I imagine it's a little bit different with you.
Yeah, I think they're all pouring in my corner. When I have success, they have success. So they're pretty excited for me.
What is it? What about your friends and the people that are the Penguins fans? Are they still in your corner too?
Yeah, you know what? They might not say it to me, but I know we win the Stanley Cup. They get to see it. If they do, they don't get to. So I think they root for me a little bit for sure.
That is a great point. A very great point. Let's get beyond that and get to the actual series itself. When you guys played them this year in the regular season, so many of those games kind of felt like playoff games. At least they did from upstairs in the press box and from the stands. Did it feel like that on the ice?
Yeah, I mean, they're always ramped up intensity. I think when you face a good team or top team in the league, you want to have your best. And just so seems that we both finished near the top this year. So every game had something on the line and had that excitement. But it would be a whole other level here tonight.
For you, what's it like to play against the Crosbys and the Malkins? I know you've played with great players, you played against great players, but you know, playing against them and now having to do it on this big of a stage, how much are you looking forward to doing that?
I love it. You know, it's something where you want to beat the best if you want to be the best. So it's something, it's a challenge every night to play against top players in the league. And I think as a team, we embrace that and we enjoy those moments.
Where are you guys after the regular season? I know you struggled. You lost the 6 in a row before breaking out in Toronto the other day. But it looks like everybody's completely refreshed, like you've finally gotten to the point where you've wanted to be for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, where it's a new season. You know, we're all, it's a clean slate going into the playoffs, and regardless how it finished, we lost a little bit, but just the excitement to be in the playoffs and have be at this stage, it's a clean slate, and we're all looking forward to getting it started here tonight.
You guys have struggled offensively, as individually and as a team. What do you have to do to create more offense in this series?
Well, I think just play as a team. You know, it's something where when we're rolling four lines, we're getting pucks in deep into the net. We got a strong physical team that you got to get in the blues and create shots in traffic with how good goalies are these days. So I think that's our biggest thing, is getting pucks and bodies in the net.
Finally, I know you like to lead by example. You're not a very vocal guy. You just go out there and play. But how much would you like to become that guy in these playoffs, that guy that everybody knows they can rely upon? You're going to get the job done.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, last year was a tough year missing, and you know, this is where you want to be as a player, and having those experiences. And like you said, for me, it's just leading by example, being someone that can rely on in all situations, and hopefully lead this team to some wins.
Brandon, welcome home, and more than that, good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's Blue Jackets forward Brandon Saad. I don't know if I can fully convey to you how much I want him to have a huge series, how much I want him to stick it to his former team. Not his former team that he played for, but his team that he grew up rooting for. I want him to stick it to his city. I really do. That's true. The Blue Jackets need him to do that. I think if Brandon Saad has a huge series, the Columbus Blue Jackets have a huge series. It is time for him to step out of the shadows and into the spotlight. He can do that. I hope he does do that throughout the course of this series. I'm very much looking forward to it. Another guy that's happy to be back in this building is Matt Calvert. Oh, you remember what he did 3 years ago in overtime, connected on a goal that gave the Blue Jackets a very special moment in franchise history? You remember that, don't you? Well, if you're a new fan, maybe you don't remember that. So why don't you relive it just a little bit with me as I talk with Matt Calvert.
We talked about this before when you played here during the regular season, but this is a building that I'm sure is very special to you because 3 years ago you scored an overtime goal that gave the Blue Jackets franchise its first ever playoff win. I would imagine it's probably the biggest goal of your career, although the one you scored after taking a puck in the forehead was pretty big this year too. But what's it like to be back here in this kind of a situation again?
It's exciting. Obviously, second crack at the playoffs for myself, and I think you draw on any experience you had from your former one. So, it was a pretty special night, the goal you're talking about there. And, it's something as a player you always want to try to do again. You know, that's the best feeling in sports, is being able to help your team win a game.
I can tell you this, you made an impression on the Pittsburgh people from way back then, because I heard some of the media guys talking in the stands today saying that you could be a factor in this series, and I'm sure you would love to be a factor, but that's really what the playoffs is, isn't it? It's sometimes it's not the first and second liners, it's those the bottom six guys that really get opportunities, and if the bottom six guys aren't good, you simply don't win.
Absolutely. I think we've been winning and scoring by committee all year. We're a deep team, and I think that's something we try to use to our advantage. You know, if you can roll four lines and, you know, trust every line, it's a huge advantage, I think, energy-wise, and, giving teams different looks. So, I think as a bottom six guy, we're going to have to bring it this series. We're going to have to play hard. We're going to have to play tough. They got four good lines too. So it's gonna be fun to match up against guys throughout the series. And, we're going to try to contribute as much as we can.
Yeah, speaking of matchups, since you're the visiting team, you won't be able to match up right off the faceoff. So you're going to have to play against everybody. But you, William Karlsson, Josh Anderson, you played the bulk of the year together. And it looks like you guys have been comfortable playing against anybody in this league. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, we've had some games where, whether we're on the road or not, Torts has put us in shutdown roles, whether it's their top first or second line. We're comfortable with that. We know they got a lot of skilled players over there. And, I think you're cognizant of when they're on the ice and you play a certain way. But, we're just going to try to provide energy. I think our best defense is playing the offensive zone. So that's what we're going to try to do, get pucks deep and really work their D of the series.
And that's really what you did in that Toronto game to end the regular season. For you, did you feel like you really tuned up your game? You're ready to go for this?
Yeah, I think the last few games, we got put together as a line. And, I think it's something we expected going into playoffs. And we kind of had a little bit of a meeting and just talked about playing hard, playing the right way, taking that next step and bringing our game to a new level for the playoffs. So, I'm excited to play with those two. I know they bring it every night, so it should be a fun series.
Another thing you and Bill do extremely well is penalty kill. How much do you hope you don't have to do that at all?
Yeah, discipline's going to be a big factor in this series. They had one of the top power plays in the league. Again, a lot of skill. They're a little bit unorthodox too, so they make plays that a lot of power plays don't. So, for us, when we do get that kill, we're going to have to block shots. We're going to have to get that puck out. And, it's always a fun part of my game and fun part of Bill's game too. We always enjoy getting out there. But, I think we limit their power play chances. It's going to help us.
When you talk about playing physical, I think a lot of people on the outside think this is going to be a knock 'em out, drag 'em out series. For you guys, it could be that way, but it's got to be smart, right?
Absolutely. I think there's a line you can cross. But, that's one thing, that helps our team win hockey games is us being physical, getting their faces and all that kind of stuff. But you got to worry about playing hockey too. They got a lot of skill. And if you just try to run them to the boards every time, they're going to make plays by you. So I think there's a time and a place, and there's going to be a lot of emotion in this series, and we're going to have a lot of fun with that.
That is Matt Calvert, who, ironically, when the Blue Jackets played here last week, didn't play in the game. Sonny Milano played, and Matt Calvert was a healthy scratch. They will remedy that situation tonight. Let's continue talking about guys that are happy to be where they are. And let's go to the veteran, Scott Hartnell, who is happy to be back in the postseason.
Scotty, getting a chance to go back to the playoffs, for you, how special is it just the fact that you're still playing here when the regular season's over?
It's awesome. This is the funnest time of the year. It's the where all the little plays are so huge out there. We've been building for this for a couple months now after the first half of the season, so it's been exciting. We're just looking forward to get things going tonight.
And this is a team that you love to play against, the Pittsburgh Penguins. They hate you. You love to play against them. How much more exciting is it that that's the team you get to go up against?
Well, it's nice that the year before I came here, these guys had a big battle against them, so that rivalry is there. In Philly, we've had three or four series against them over the years, and the last couple we dominated them pretty good. So there's some good mojo in this room against them. And when you're feeling good going into season or into a series, you're going to come on top.
You're the veteran guy here in this room. I know a lot of these young guys look up to you. A lot of them have not been in this position. What can you do to help them along?
Well, I remember my first couple playoff games, the excitement, the nerves, you have family there, but that all subsides after the first couple shifts. So, Pittsburgh's a fast start team, obviously. A lot of times I've jumped out to 1-2-3 goal leads in the first 5-10 minutes. So we weather the storm early and play our game, get after them. Lots of use our speed against them. We're going to create a lot of opportunities, get some goals. So just relax, enjoy the moment, enjoy it. You go on a long playoff run. There's so many great stories and great moments throughout that couple months that he'll have for a lifetime, and we need to have that feeling in here.
How different is it from the regular season, where if you don't get the result in game one or game two, you can kind of lay the groundwork to come back and get what you're looking for game three, game four, game five?
Well, obviously a lot of film, tendencies, what they're doing, what we're doing. I think especially teams is always huge this time of year. So we've got to get that going in the right direction. Pucks on net. Just that good feeling in here that good things are going to happen to us. We've been a consistent team all year long. And we just want to go out there and have fun. And you have fun when hockey games, everyone's smiling and, high-fiving, things like that. It's going to be a physical series, I think. So we're just, I think we can play many different ways, and which suits us really good here.
Blue Jackets forward Scott Hartnell, who has a chance to be a huge contributor in this series against the Pittsburgh Penguins. They just do not like him. The players don't. They don't like the way he plays. The fans hate him. They hate him. They hate Brandon Dubinsky. I'm sure they won't be cheering for Boone Jenner as this thing goes along. This is going to be a lot of fun. Now let's take a look at it from the other side, from the Pittsburgh Penguins dressing room, where earlier today I had a chance to catch up with Carter Rowney. Now he's a guy that's going to play on the fourth line, and he also had an all-important goal when the Blue Jackets played here last week near the end of the regular season. He got the first goal of the game. Blue Jackets made a mistake. He made them pay by putting the puck in the net. He has earned himself a chance to play in this series, and I talked to him about his excitement level.
You had a big goal against the Blue Jackets the last time you played in the regular season. That was a big win for you guys, but do you expect what's about to start tonight to be like that or much more intense?
I think it's going to be more intense. The two teams, obviously, we've played each other lots this year, and I think everyone knows what we're both like from players' perspective. I'm sure they know what to expect from us, and we know what to expect from them. And, it's playoffs time, and things are going to be heated up and going to be brought to another level, and, that's why it's a fun time of year.
How exciting is this for you to get a chance to play in the NHL playoffs with this team in a series that's going to get so much attention like this one?
Yeah, it's definitely really exciting. It's been a whirlwind of a year and a crazy year. And for me, I just want to play a simple game out there and go out there and focus on shift by shift and just take it all in, too. It's a fun experience to be a part of, and it's going to be a good series.
Is it easier to take it all in when you're in a dressing room like this with Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin? It's so many experienced players that have been through this so many times before.
Yeah, I think, having the veterans in here and you can look up and down our lineup. There's a lot of guys that have played a lot of playoff games. So it's kind of nice to be able to lean on them and ask them advice and pick their brains a little bit and get their advice from their past experience and stuff. So it's pretty cool to be able to have that capability, luxury to be able to ask those guys. So it's going to be a good experience.
What has it been about this franchise that you've had so many injuries throughout the year and different guys have gotten a chance to come up and play and you just kept on plugging along, just kept on winning games? Is it the system that you play? Is it the personnel that stayed healthy? Or what exactly is it? Do you know?
I'm not sure. There's a lot of depth on this team, I think, and you can plug guys in different roles, and I think they're comfortable doing that, and guys have stepped up in certain situations, and guys that have come up from Wilkes, I think, have stepped up, and I think they've done a good job up here, too, as well. So I think, just having the depth on the team and guys getting put in different roles and being able to succeed at that.
That's forward Carter Rowney of the Pittsburgh Penguins. You know what I hate about going and talking to guys from the other teams? You find out many times that they're good guys, that you like them. You're not supposed to like them. You're supposed to dislike them. You're supposed to be enemies. But he's a good kid. Hopefully he does absolutely nothing tonight. That's a torch line right there, right? I hope he stinks tonight, and I do hope that he stinks tonight. Here's another guy who's a young player, had a real taste of the playoffs last year for the Penguins en route to their Stanley Cup win, and has earned himself a spot on the top line playing with Sidney Crosby. That is winger Connor Sheary.
You've had somewhat of a taste of this before. What is this like for you to get the playoff time here in the NHL?
This is the fun part of the year. I think this is what you play for. You build up all year to kind of get in the position you're in. And this is, like I said, it's an exciting time and everyone's watching. And this is what you want to play for. So I think come around this time, we just want to have a similar experience last year, hopefully. And it all starts tonight.
What was that experience like for you last year, especially as it went on and all of a sudden you find yourself playing a prominent role in those playoffs?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It's kind of, you come in and you're a rookie, you don't really know what to expect, and you're playing in your first round and then you keep winning. And I think we just approached each game as it came and we didn't worry about what was in the future. And I think if we come in with that same mindset, we'll be okay.
Now you play with Sidney Crosby and Jake Guentzel. You're out there just flying around the ice. What is it like to play with Sid?
It's pretty crazy. I grew up watching him. I shouldn't even say grew up. It was only 5-10 years ago. But you watch him all your life, and then you come in and you get the opportunity to play with him. And he's been awesome through that experience. He's been helping me out as a younger guy. And I think with Guentzel as well, he's just they play the game really hard and make smart decisions all over the ice, and it's fun to be a part of.
How long did it take you to realize when you're skating with Sid, you don't always have to give him the puck? Because sometimes as a young player, you think, well, this guy's a superstar. I got to get it to him. But sometimes he doesn't want it, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think I learned that pretty quickly. In my first call-up, I got the chance to play with him. And I think I got caught up trying to do that a little bit too much. So I think in playoffs last year might have been the first time I realized that I can make plays too. And when I see a play, I have to take that opportunity.
The Blue Jackets, you played during the regular season. You're in the division. There have been some good matchups this year. What are you expecting from them in this playoff series?
I think it'll be a fun series. I think they're a physical team, and they come out hard. And when they establish a forecheck, they're tough to beat. I think they've showed that this entire year, and they've had a really good season. So I think if we're prepared for that and stick to our game, I think we'll be all right.
During the regular season, did you almost get a feel? We did in Columbus, I'll be honest. Almost get a feel as though they were playoff games that were going on then, even though they were just regular season contests.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit more energy when there's a division rival in your building, and especially a team like Columbus. I mean, that game we just had three or four games ago, I think was a kind of a little bit of a preview of what to expect, and I think we maybe a little bit more tonight, but that was an exciting game, and hopefully more of the same.
That's Penguins forward Connor Sheary, who you'll find on the top line with Sidney Crosby and Jake Guentzel. Tonight's game getting underway at 7:30 here in Pittsburgh, and we have got full coverage, more than you can handle maybe, coming up later on tonight, starting at 6:30 on the Blue Jackets Radio Network. A full hour of pregame coverage. Jody Shelley and I will take you through the first half hour from 6:30 until 7 o'clock, and then Ryan Mitchell will be joined by former Blue Jacket Jean-Luc Grandpierre, taking you all the way up to faceoff, and then I'll bring you the game at 7:30. From PPG Paints Arena. This is going to be epic tonight. That's how I feel. I think this will be a close game. I think it'll be a hard-fought game. I think it will be a tone setter for the entire series. And I hope the Blue Jackets can come out with a victory, because that would stun the Pittsburgh Penguins. Stun them. It would certainly stun their fans. And here's something that might stun you that I maybe should have talked about earlier in this show, but it appears as though Kyle Quincy and Marcus Nudavara are out of the lineup tonight, and Gabriel Carlson and Scott Harrington are in. Now, that's the way it looked at the morning skate today. So if that changes later, so be it. But Quincy and Nudavara were out on the ice for a long time, and Carlson and Harrington were off. Remember, Harrington was a part of this Pittsburgh team, so he's got some history here, and you can get a little extra out of a guy playing against his old team. And Carlson, he's just come in and been impressive ever since he arrived from Cleveland. So it looks like they'll play tonight. Again, 7:30, the puck drops. 6:30 for a full hour of pregame coverage on the Blue Jackets Radio Network. You can also hear the game on the NHL app. Go to the TuneIn app to the Blue Jackets channel there, and you can find us, as always, at BlueJackets.com. I will not take a nap today. I don't all the time, sometimes on the road. Today, I will not. Because I can't. Not because I'm too busy, which I am busy, but that's fine. I love being busy at this time of the year. But I'm excited. I'll be honest with you. I woke up two times during the night. Well, I woke up more than two times, but two times I woke up and I was having a dream about this game today. I can't tell you exactly what it was because I don't remember the particulars, but I know it was about this, that we were already playing. I'm pumped. And if I'm that excited and you're that excited, imagine how excited the players are. And believe me, they are. they can't wait to go tonight. And the wait is very short. 7:30 from Pittsburgh, Game 1, Stanley Cup Playoffs, Blue Jackets, Penguins. Until then, I'm Bob McElligott saying so long.